Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. This is WCAI. We are beginning to see the wrap-up of the powerful storm system we've been enduring since Wednesday evening, really. With us to talk weather, meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Steve.
Phil, this certainly has been a big, slow-moving system, but in a way it seems we caught a bit of a break, that the wind gusts were not as high as we anticipated, specifically for late last night and into this morning to correspond with this morning's high tides. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, we definitely did catch a break. The core of the strongest winds made it up to about Nantucket and then shifted northeastward, and so the gradient between the storm and the big, large high pressure that's way up in Canada slackened a bit. It just kind of relaxed a little bit late yesterday and then through the overnight hours, and that, I think, really saved a lot of the coast from what would have been probably a very serious coastal flood event, and made it more of a substantial. You know, I don't think it really crossed into like the severe category as it certainly could have.
But still, we saw plenty of wind. I saw a tweet from you pointing out that Nantucket was getting nearly 48 hours of 40 mile per hour plus wind gusts.
Yeah, they started gusting over 40. Actually, early Wednesday, briefly, had a couple of observations that came in where they dropped below. And then around 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon on the island, they started gusting to what is 35, 36 knots, which puts you up over 40 miles per hour, and did that right on through today, through the afternoon hours. And at one point, I believe it was 12 hours straight, they were gusting over 50 knots, which puts you into getting close to 60 miles an hour. And the island gusted to, 65 at its peak. And that core of strong wind just barely nicked Chatham. Chatham gusted to, 54 miles per hour. And that kind of just grazed the Outer Cape and then went seaward.
So let's talk snow accumulation, because the accumulation on the storm has been really very, very location-specific across the region.
Yeah, it's actually some of the more amazing disparities I've seen in quite some time. Even here where I am on the Lower Cape, literally in my backyard, I woke up to about an inch of really thick slush and drove quite literally a half mile, and there was nothing on the ground at all. And that was kind of what I was hearing from a lot of people down, especially on the eastern end of the Cape and the southern side of the Cape. The precipitation flipped over to snow, but really never got cold enough. Temperatures hung around 33, 34, 35, and it's really tough for snow to accumulate at those temperatures. But if you got a little bit further away from the water, a little bit further inland, even if you live in the central part of, say, Falmouth, northern parts of Mashpee, southern parts of Sandwich, it's really that localized where there's 4 or 5 inches. And then you get up into interior southeastern Mass, and the totals just go up dramatically. Those places have picked up anywhere between 10 and 24 inches of snow, most of that falling within the last 12 to 18 hours.
So here we are, Friday afternoon. How does this break up now? What does it look like going forward?
Well, it's been a very slow process, and it will continue to be a slow process, but it is finally starting to pull away. I think the nasty rain-snow mix that we still kind of have going on around here will taper down probably as we get towards dark. I don't think it'll be much earlier than that. And the winds are already starting to come down, but it'll still be a slow process. But by tonight, the whole shield of the storm will start to slide out to sea, and it still looks like there should be a pretty sharp drying on the western side of the storm. So we should wake up to developing sunshine in the morning, and really the rest of the weekend looks like it'll be sunny.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can find his forecasts at CapeCodWeather.net. Phil, thanks for speaking with us.
Anytime, Steve. Thank you.